Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Up and Under podcast. Today's episode is proudly brought to you by the Ray White Rural Team. If you're thinking of selling or wanting to buy your own piece of dirt, get in touch with Pete, Coco, or Cam today on 021 843 485. Today's feature listing is 3.95 hectares in Manu Whangarei. High-profile location with options. For more information, find the link on the Cameron Goodhue Facebook page. In today's episode, I catch up with the current most capped Taniwha, Ross Wright, an explosive player, a great humble guy who loves the Cambridge Blue jersey. With the Mitre 10 Cup semi-finals on this weekend and having just got named in the Māori All Black squad, let's hear what he had to say.
I don't believe it. It's time for the Up and Under with Cam Goodhue.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome to the Up and Under podcast. My guest today is the one and only Ross Wright. It's good to have another Welshford Wolf on the show. How you been anyway?
Very good.
Yeah. Awesome. Mate, first of all, I have to congratulate you on getting selected for the Māori All Blacks. Did you have any inkling that might be happening?
I sort of had I was in the running. You sort of keep in touch with coaches and whatnot during the year. But I just wasn't too sure if I would actually make the final squad. But yeah, happy to be in there too.
It must be good. I know you made it last year. And you, where did you guys go on tour last year?
Yeah, we went to Canada and then to France. So
yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah, no, that's good. And this year heading to South America.
Yeah, off to the States and then down to Brazil and Chile, so something different, I guess.
Yeah, first top Chicago and then playing Brazil in Sao Paulo. Look, I've just got back from over there and everything they say about Brazil is true, all right? So just be careful over there. And I think there's a good chance someone might not make it back alive. I just hope it's not you, mate.
I hope it's not me.
have you been over to South America before?
Nah, so been to the States, but nothing else around there. So
yeah,
it'll be exciting times and something new for rugby, I guess. Haven't really had a lot of rugby. Well, no one really knows about how they play or stuff like that. So it'll be a different challenge.
Yeah, it's great. It's great that it's a great way to grow the game in those other continents, and it'd be a privilege to be part of it. But you got to obviously you haven't been playing for the last few weeks, so I suppose you kind of wanted the Tunnies have a semi-final this weekend against Waikato. But how did it all happen? Why haven't you been in the mixer?
So was it one or two sort of captain's run day? Sort of finished training, and me and a few boys are just having a few kick arounds, and probably took it a step too far and, ended up tearing the groin. So it's been five weeks now, so,
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? You know, like, that is part of the rugby game, isn't it? Everyone loves to have a little kick after the captain's run.
You sort of hear stories about, you shouldn't kick unless you're a kicker and all this kind of stuff, but I don't know, I guess I just thought, one kick, here we go.
Yeah, and it's just all part of the banter, isn't it?
Definitely. It's all part of rugby, Sometimes you get injured,
Did you get that goal over that you hurt yourself on?
Nah, I think I did it before I even made contact with the ball.
Didn't go very far. Because I actually, Jed Smethurst, the physio, lives here also, and he did say he warned all the front rowers not to be kicking, and sure enough, that happens. But it's part of rugby, isn't it? So we just got to get on.
Well, that's right. If it was going to be one, it was probably me. So,
but beautiful thing is, you are back. Northland's playing Waikato in the semi final this weekend. What were your thoughts of maybe what went wrong in the game that Northland played up here a couple of weeks ago? Against Waikato, of course.
Yeah, probably looking from the sideline when I was watching it, it sort of felt like we were sort of on the back foot from the get-go, and we never really had any line speed. And then yeah, they just sort of out-dominated us, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think coming off the Storm week, because when you play three games in a week, I know it wasn't the Storm week, but that week after, it's quite draining for the boys, and with a few injuries around, do you think that had any effect maybe?
Personally, I don't really think it was that, but I mean, people do say, you know, Storm week, coming off Storm week is hard, but at the end of the day, you get up for those sort of, those big games, and I guess at home against Waikato, we always knew it was going to be a hard game, but I mean, we sort of back ourselves and that kind of stuff, so
It was interesting. I was talking to a few people that were down there watching the game and seeing the Waikato warm up and just seeing how intense that Jono Gibbs, the Waikato coach, was getting into his boys, because they know that Waikato hadn't won up here for quite a few years. We'd had the wood on them lately, and so he was, it really meant something to them. And apparently, as we know, Tim Hurst, the Waikato trainer now, is the former Northland trainer for 4 or 5 years up here, and he said they were really targeting this game. So hopefully they've got that one out of the way, and that's their win.
That's right. And we'll be going down there to get one back on them and hopefully get a final.
Yeah. And how's the squad looking for this weekend? There was a few guys out last weekend, including yourself. Are we back close to full strength?
Oh yeah, I'd say we're close. I mean, we've still got a couple of guys out, but I think we'll be relatively at full strength for this one.
Yeah. And in saying that, Rennie Ranger is back in the mixer. You're a long-term mate of yours. What's it been like playing with Rennie Ranger over your years? And tell us a bit about your relationship.
We're sort of growing up together, I guess, as little kids and whatnot. But he's just one of those players that you want to be on the field with him at the same time. Just exciting, you know, just does what he wants really, but it's an exciting sort of brand of rugby. Not always going to come off for him, but
That's the beautiful thing about Rennie, isn't he? He just has a crack at anything. When it's on to attack, you know he's probably still the best guy to get the his hands on the ball in that team. Although it's good to see some of these young guys coming through. I'm being very impressed with Scott Gregory. You must be also, seeing what he's been doing over the last few weeks. Good to have these young fellas bring that injury.
Definitely. It's good to see him, play some good minutes for us and actually show what he can do. I remember last year he was in the squad, but through injury and things like that, he didn't really get his opportunity. But to see him this year, he's doing real awesome. Hopefully big things in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. And, it was good. Yeah, real good to see him and hopefully he can go well. And maybe there's a Super Rugby contract on. Of course, that's a big day for a lot of Mitre 10 Cup players on the calendar. The 31st of October is when the Super Rugby squads are named. I'm sure that's a date your pencil.
I didn't know that.
Well, there it is. Now you know. So, obviously, it was... must have been a great highlight in your career, getting the Super Rugby games that you did with the Blues. You went in as injury cover. Am I correct there?
Sort of at the end of last year was on the Māori tour as well, and Tana sort of asked me if I wanted to come in for preseason and do a few weeks with them before Christmas, and I said keen as and that kind of thing, and then I guess the guys that were injured didn't really come back at the time that they thought, so it kept getting extended and was in there pretty much the whole year. So that was that was a real good opportunity for me. Love being in the environment.
Because when you first went into that squad as injury cover, all the other hookers were injured
I was sort of in as hooker, and was it Moldsy and Jipper
James Parsons
both coming off of operations and that, so that's how I got the opportunity, and then ended up the prop got injured, Alex Hodgman, I ended up staying in for the end of the year just because of prop cover.
And if you play a certain amount of games, is it true that you end up getting the full contract?
I think so. I think it's if you play 10 games
yep.
you go from a, was it a reserve injury cover to a wider, wider contract. Yeah.
And did that end up happening for you?
Yeah.
Did you
I ended up 12 games, I think. So
Is there any thoughts of? I know this has maybe happened. I know you're a front rower. You're how old are you now,
Russ? Yeah, 32 now.
32. You still could possibly have 4 or 5 years left. But has there been any thought like, geez, I wish this could have happened to me earlier? Or are you quite happy with the way it's all panned out and getting those Super Rugby games?
Oh, no. Like, obviously, I would have liked it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, probably at the start of my career. But that didn't happen. And
it's
just sort of made it, I guess, a little bit more special now that,
last
year ended up getting the Māori All Blacks call up and then playing Super this year.
Yeah, I remember when me and you used to battle away. I think we're about 26 years old and go down to those Blues development trainings going, geez, here's a 3-hour drive for a from. But you only just missed out, I think, when Pat Lamb was picking his team back in 2014, didn't you? Just probably one off to James Parsons.
Yeah, I think it was just sort of a decision between me and James Parsons, and he got the go. So
that's good. Yeah. Well, it's good that you're back in it now. And as it, I know, of course, your brother Maddie Wright, the current Northland fullback's been playing a lot as well. What's it like teaming up with your brother both at Wellsford and being able to play with them in the Northland side? It was one thing, like I've played a lot of club rugby with my brothers, but it was one thing I missed out on is playing in the actual Taniwha side with them. How does that feel, you're out with them?
It's pretty cool, like growing up, you know, together through our little, you know, when we were younger and stuff like that, and then to be able to play for Northland together. It's I guess it's pretty special, but it's probably more so for the family.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, more for mum and dad. They're pretty proud that we're both there at the same time and stuff like that. So it's good.
Yeah, I say it must be very amazing for your I see your grandma, she's there at pretty much every game. Your mum's there. The only wish that your mum has is that she wants you to move back to Wellsford, as she's told me about it. I'm sure, does this get you under about quite a bit on Sunday dinner? We need Ross to live.
She never tells me straight up, but I'm sure she tells other people that.
Well, she's told me, and I'm telling you now, and just so everyone knows. So,
well, you can tell her, it probably won't happen.
So you're quite happy you're living in Whanganui. Obviously, you drive down for your club season in Wellsford because that's where the heart is, which is an awesome thing. But well, you got a couple of kids now. You got a family of five, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're up here. Well, still good up here. And obviously, Wellsford's where we're from, but I enjoy going down there and playing down there, but living up here. So continue to do that.
Yeah. And just talking, we go back to the Super Rugby quickly. Obviously, you enjoy being a professional rugby player. Has there been any talks or anything with Super Rugby teams for the 2019 season, or what's your status? Are you just waiting to see what happens on that date of 31st of October?
Yeah, no, I've had no sort of contact with anyone. So just no sort of hopes up in or anywhere. But
Well, it's quite interesting. You think it's always a tough game. There's probably a lot of people probably don't realise how many people, I know you probably know yourself, but from the general public, how many players are already contracted to Super Rugby teams for the following season, and that even that doesn't. I know you've been injured, and you probably could say you haven't been able to showcase yourself enough this year, but it does make it tough when there's not as much movement. And next year, Japan are having the World Cup in the shortest season, and so there hasn't been as much movement to Japan, but you've just got to cross your fingers and hope for the best, and hopefully someone, a coach that you've done something with before.
A lot of the Super Rugby squads are already sort of mostly, full before the team even kicks off, so, I mean, there's not a lot of opportunity unless you've already got a contract, but, I mean, love playing for the Taniwha, so either way, it sort of doesn't really matter.
And you're on you've on 87 games now, which is quite an achievement in itself. I think Rennie's one behind you on 86, but you guys must dominate that back of the bus, and there must be no worries in getting a double bed anywhere.
I don't know about that, but yeah, you've sort of been at the back of the bus for a few years now. So you sort of, you know, you buy your time and, you know, you've seen enough get down the back, but yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and there's been a few. I was put up online that I was talking with you today on the Up and Under. But your holiday destination in the summer. I seen you out at Rafferty last year on the campground. Do you think you'll be there again?
Yeah, be up there again this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully you might stop in and pick me up and we'll go for a dive or something like that.
Well, that's been the interesting thing, you know. Like, there's been a lot of people talking and saying that maybe we end up getting pretty much a full contract with the Blues. we're on tour with the Maldives. I know it's not the $7,500 a week that the All Blacks are getting, but it is the payment. So there's been a lot of people thinking that maybe you should be buying the boat this summer. Is there any chance that maybe can happen?
It's a pretty slim chance, eh?
Yeah.
You know, with the family and whatnot, we've got other things that we're looking forward towards. But, you know, I'm hoping to get out with you and a couple of other mates. But, yeah.
That should be good. And it's quite interesting. I see on your Northern Rugby profile, you put down as your favourite activities, which is fishing, hunting and diving.
Yeah.
How's the fishing been going?
Yeah, it's been pretty slack, really.
Yeah.
Haven't really got out. Went out with a dive with old Matt Watson, Ranger teed that up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a few scullies and whatnot, and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have been putting the tank on the back, eh?
Oh, no, just free diving.
Oh, just the little free dive. Yeah. Oh, that's good. And where did Matt Watson take you guys?
We went up your ways, up the bay somewhere. He wouldn't really tell us, but yeah.
Oh, you're taking all that. There's not many scullies out there, mate. You need to stay in that fucking AR, but stop stealing all of mine. And so there's a good chance if we go out on the boat together, we might see you underneath the water this time, eh?
Yeah, hopefully, eh?
Yeah.
We'll be looking to get some gear
here
in the next few months, so yeah.
No, that'll be good. And tell us, mate, like, In the rugby circles and with your mates, there's a nickname. Well, there's a couple of nicknames that I've heard of that you've been called. One is Tuck, and I know you're a player with a bit of vision, and I've seen you pass the ball many a time. So I don't think it's coming from tucking it under the armpit and charging. Although I'm not, and not passing to an open man, but where does this Tuck nickname come from, man?
I don't know. It was back in the day when I think I was playing for some other club.
Yeah,
back in school, and I don't know, a couple of mates just ended up calling me like Friar Tuck. I don't know if I had the haircut or not.
It was
a bit like that, and then a couple of other mates jumped on it on the tuck shop.
Oh, tuck shop
at school. So yeah. It's sort of, there's a couple of different, you know.
Tuck shop standing in tuck line shop, there for a while, eh?
I didn't mind the old tuck shop at school, so
yeah,
it's probably that one.
Yeah, and there was another one thrown around that I heard just from another one of your Westwood Wolves teammate, old Santa.
If that was, ages ago, I never really clicked on.
Nothing to do with it. No, that's good. And tell us, mate, What's been the highlight of your rugby career so far? It's obviously you debuted in 2009, so you've done pretty much 10 years, which is awesome, and semi-pro or fully professional rugby. But what moments stand out for you?
I guess my debut, 2009, David Holwell's 100th game for Northland, that was pretty special. Looking now, at it now, and maybe the 50th. I mean, I never really thought that I'd get to 50 playing for Northland, and being up in the 80s now, I sort of, you know, looking towards that 100. But and then definitely the Māori All Blacks getting selected for that was pretty special. Not just for me, but you know, for the family who are pretty proud of that kind of thing. So
yeah. That's pretty cool, eh? Well, obviously, going back into that semi-final this weekend, yourself, how you personally want to take this game?
I think we've got to go down there and sort of take the game to them.
Yeah.
Just like sort of how Otago did, I guess.
Yeah.
In that Renfrew Shield game, and sort of try and put the pressure on them right from the get-go.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess with the team we've got, we back ourselves to come away with a win. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's enough talent in there. And I've heard a few of the boys and yourself, you mentioned trainings have been relatively fresh this weekend. Quite short. And
yeah, the coaching group sort of looking to freshen us up.
Yeah.
To try and make sure that we're at 100 for this game. So it's been a good week. And, we've just got to get down there and do the job.
Yeah. Mm. Well, no, that should be good. And we're right with saying there's been a few guys, maybe a few key guys like yourself and a few others in that forward pack, Rennie Ranger back. So we've probably got five or six guys that didn't play last weekend. So freshness is hopefully not an issue. And we all know at the core of the game, that's what it's all about, just stopping the other team. Yeah, so yeah.
Freshness shouldn't be an issue. It's just probably for me, it might be the first game in 5 weeks. It'll be a bit tough, but I mean, in the semi-final, you get up for anything.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. Well, mate, my family, I'm going down with my dad and my two brothers. Jack Goodhue's coming down here. Then I'm taking him down in his Ford Ranger that he's left me for the summer and maybe hopefully even longer. But from me, mate, all the best for this weekend. It's been awesome having you on the podcast. Yeah, great to chat. And all the best for this weekend. And hopefully we see a Taniwha final next week, eh? Cheers for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.